can I really do this myself? The next question you may have is, can I actually do this myself? This module is about belief, that is your belief that you can actually do this on your own. It's likely that at least some of you out there will be asking yourself the questions, can I really do this myself, or is it easier just to go and hire an estate agent? Let's answer these questions starting with the latter. The answer is yes, it is easier to hire an estate agent, but will they be as motivated to sell your home as you are? And secondly, do you really want to give away an excessive amount of money in commission? I certainly didn't. To quote the famous Dragon's Den entrepreneur Theo Perfitus, when he considers investing in a business, sometimes he'll sarcastically say, do I really want to give away my grandchildren's inheritance? And let's revisit that first question, and can you do this? Yes, of course you can. You absolutely can do this yourself. I've done it myself. Other people like me have done it themselves. So why can't you? I've created this program in a step-by-step format and used the very same process to sell my own property. I've trodden the very same path you're about to embark upon, and I've experienced the journey you're about to undertake. I walked in your shoes, and you could say we're kindred spirits. But belief is a funny thing. In writing this program and building an extensive portal to host it, too extensive I might add, I've invested hundreds of hours of effort and overcome a number of difficulties and obstacles to get this information out there to you. On numerous occasions, I've questioned myself on whether I was really able to complete this project and get it to market. I had this vision 3 years ago, and as I write, it's 2024, and I'm at the point where I've just started recording the audio for these modules, and the finish line is now in sight. When you undertake any new learning adventure, you'll experience the same emotions you had the first time you tried anything new, such as the first time you took up a hobby that is now a passion of yours, perhaps. Let's take the example of driving a car. Starting out, you have to maneuver the gear stick with one hand. At the same time, you're also expected to control three pedals with 2 feet while simultaneously steering the thing. The first time you do it, you're wondering how anyone drives, and you doubt if you'll ever be able to drive yourself. It was all new. There was a lot to learn, but you know there are millions of people out there that drive, and with a little time, trial and error, patience, practice, and a good teacher, you got there. The great thing about this program is I'm here to be both your teacher and mentor, if you will. My job is to minimize that pain that's associated with learning something new and the errors most newbies will encounter when they first set out. Of course, when you're dealing with property, every sale is different, will have its own challenges to navigate, but we'll be taking a look at each generic component of the process and we'll be breaking it down. Better still, and as you'll later discover, I've researched and sought out third parties that could help make your life even easier. So let's say that part of your fear is that there may be some parts of the house sale process you don't feel comfortable doing yourself. Well, you can call on these fantastic people who will help you navigate any difficulties and guide you on your journey. I'd like to add that I have no financial affiliation with these third parties whatsoever, but I have engaged with some of them while selling my own property. So let's take a look at some of the common misconceptions about the house selling process. As you progress through this program, I'll be knocking down these preconceptions and will be educating you, so you'll see the process is actually really straightforward and you really can sell your own home. Can I sell my own home? Common misconceptions. Whilst creating this program, I spoke with a number of people regarding the reasons they felt they were unable to sell their own property. Let's explore these concerns and address them one by one. Misconception one, I have no idea where to start. And that's why you have me. You purchase this program and my job, quite simply, is to lay everything out for you step by step. You just follow along and complete the exercises I set, regardless of how trivial you may think they are. I have years of experience writing training programs for differing audiences in the corporate world. It's what I do. So the program has been constructed in a way that will guide you through the entire process. As I've mentioned earlier in the program, I'll be setting you exercises along the way, so please take the time to complete these exercises because they've been designed to make you think and will prepare you for the upcoming modules. Misconception two, I can't do this. This is known as an internal belief. We all have them, and internal beliefs can either be empowering or limiting, and in this case, it would be extremely limiting if you're thinking this way. Once again, I'm telling you, I did it. I'm an average guy that left school with an average high school education. You just decided to do a little research and go for it and try to do it myself. Previously, I've been through both the house purchase and sales process with a traditional estate agent, so I noticed what they were doing. I came to the conclusion there was a lot of things they weren't doing well, so I decided to save a ton of cash and just try to do it myself. So I did. Estate agents. Do you think they attended the University of Oxford and graduated with a degree in estate agency? No, they are simply salespeople. They work on behalf of the seller, but they play both sides of the table and are selling products and services to both buyer and seller. It's that simple. If you can read, listen, follow instructions, and have basic communication skills, you can do this yourself. Trust me. Misconception 3. I need an expert to do this for me. Yes and no. What you need is someone who can show you the way. You need someone to guide you through the entire process, and that person is me. What you may also need is someone who is able to do one or two things you're unable to do yourself. Not because you aren't capable, but because there are some aspects of the house selling process that do require the use of a third party. And that's where a small outlay of money may be required. I'll explain all this to you later. Then there are aspects of listing the property for sale where you may feel you require some additional help. Once again, I'm able to guide you towards third parties who can assist you. So when it comes to the things you can do yourself, I'll help you with those things. In terms of the things you can't do, I have contacts, so I've got you covered. Misconception 4. Estate agents can sell better than me. I love this one because it's arguably the biggest misconception of them all. Trust me when I tell you the majority of the estate agents I've personally met aren't great salespeople. I'm being absolutely serious right now. When we get deeper into the program, I'm going to explain why, citing examples from my own experience. When I purchased my house in Buckinghamshire, I'd been searching the entire southeast of England for 2 years, from Kent to Essex to Surrey, Berkshire, Hertfordshire and Buckinghamshire. In that time, I engaged with various estate agents from counties all over the south / southeast, and I was actually shocked at how little they do sell. Again, we'll come back to this topic later. Misconception 5. Estate agents are experts. Regarding this misconception, what you'll usually find is that a lot of estate agents you engage with have been in the industry for a long time and generally will experience / encounter the same / similar scenarios. This means they have generic knowledge of the industry, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're experts in all areas. Estate agents know the industry. They know their own internal processes, and chances are they have worked for other estate agents and know the other agents' processes as well. But the level of knowledge and expertise you personally need to sell your own home is included right here. On more than one occasion, I've raised a question I would expect the agents to know the answer to. Sometimes they've guessed an answer, which turns out to be incorrect, or perhaps they will answer the question in general terms. One such example I can cite from my own experience came about when I was looking to purchase a property of what's known as an unadopted road. When I questioned the estate agent on this topic and raised my concerns, their response was, "We've sold a house like this before with no problems." Why didn't they have any problems? I'm guessing A, because the buyer didn't question them because they themselves didn't know to do so, or B, it was either picked up or subsequently missed by the solicitor during the conveyancing process. I can hear estate agents objecting, "We can't know everything." No, that's the point I'm making here. In these situations, I would encourage you to use what is known as GIN mentality. This means Google it now. I would always advise you to listen to the experts in the first instance, but do your own due diligence and research after you've listened to them. The internet is an amazing resource, and there are so many resources out there at your disposal. Summary. So let's summarise. With a little bit of help from yours truly and one or two third parties with whom I'll put you in touch, you'll see that you can do this yourself. How does that famous song go? I'll get by with a little help from my friends. Now that you've purchased this program, I'm hoping you don't just listen to what I'm saying, but you go through the exercise I'm going to give you and see this through to its completion. I've already explained my motivations for writing this program, and I can assure you it wasn't to become rich. Hey, if I wanted to do that, I'd become an estate agent. Slightly sarcastic there. But that's why I'm recording this section of the program at 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning, whilst I fight back the flu I've been suffering with the past few days. So please complete the program and understand that you can do this yourself. If you do go through the course, but you subsequently decide to go down an alternative path or even the traditional house sale route, for whatever reason, be it time, effort, lack of confidence, etc., then you do so with my best wishes. My intention here is to show people that there are other options, save people a lot of money, hopefully disrupt the house sale process, and help improve the current state of affairs, if that is at all possible. Exercise. And now it's time for a simple exercise. Did you hold any internal beliefs, be it empowering or disempowering, regarding your ability to use this program to sell your property? Prior to purchasing this program, you may have thought that perhaps I'm a scammer or I'm another internet entrepreneur just in it for the money. By the way, did you know these people are now known as contrapreneurs? And I've encountered my fair share of them. Additionally, if I am a scammer, I'm a very bad one because I'm giving the money away. Number two, now write down some of these beliefs. For example, I absolutely believe I can do this because I have everything here and James is going to guide me. Or conversely, you may be thinking, I can't do this, or it isn't going to work, etc., etc. Yeah, we've all had these beliefs, including myself. It isn't unusual, and sometimes I'm surprised I ever purchased a house myself, as I held off for so long with all the questions and nonsense flowing around my own head. Number three, and next question, more importantly, following this section of the program, do you still hold these beliefs? If so, why? Again, A, I sold my own house. B, I have nothing to gain here other than to help you sell yours as well and keep a lot of money in your pocket. What's the difference between you and me other than maybe you're better looking than me, perhaps wealthier, who knows? Hold on, I'm going to be looking at my own beliefs if we keep this going. Anyway, let's move on to question four. And final question, is there something concerning you that perhaps I haven't covered here? If so, feel free to drop me an email and I'll update the program. That's what I do. I try to constantly improve, make things better, easier to understand, more thorough and more complete. That's my commitment to you. You put your trust in me. I see us as buddies on this journey and I don't take my commitment lightly. So when you've completed this exercise, and please do take a few minutes to do so, I'll see you in the next module.